Thank you for listening to this podcast from KX93.5, Laguna's only FM. We invite you to listen to more music and talk on our grassroots non-profit radio station in Laguna Beach, California, from anywhere in the world on kx935.com/listen or on our smartphone apps. But right now, here's that podcast from KX93.5.
KX93.5, happy to bring you some live in studio music, as we love to do on a weekday here on Human Crafted Radio. Senya Rubinos is live in studio, just her and a bass guitar, and that's pretty cool. So whenever you're ready, Senya, take it away and we'll chat and learn a little more about you, but she is live now. Senya Rubinos live in studio on KX93.5. You can catch her tonight at the Soda Bar in San Diego at 8 o'clock. And I got to tell you, we're a fairly new radio station, 4 or 5 years old, but I've never seen anybody do anything like that before. That was really cool. Just a bass guitar and some passionate singing is really interesting. What is your live show like that? Or do you have people up there with you?
We're a four-piece live. So I actually don't play bass really very often.
Okay.
I just bought a bass like a year ago, and I started just messing around with it, and I ended up writing a lot of my new record Black Terry Cat on the bass, but I'm not really a bass player, so I only busted out on opportunities like this.
So you prepared the special bass acoustic performance for us kind of thing.
Exactly.
Yeah, really cool.
Thanks.
So how would you compare it to the live show, which is what people will get tonight in San Diego?
Well, the live show, I have a full band. So I have a drummer, Marco Buccelli, who's incredible, super fat beats. And then I have a bass player who also plays Moog, and a guitar player.
The real bass player.
Yeah. And a guitar player, keyboards. And I play a little organs too, so
cool.
It's a really nice fat sound, and we just like to get down and party, so it's a really fun show.
Well, and you're kind of a classically trained musician, right? I mean, playing your whole life, you went to college for music, so is this kind of a departure from some of the stuff that you learned intentionally so, or?
I mean, I think I definitely, there's a process of unlearning after you learn, I guess that's whatever, it's a cliche thing to say, but it's
sure.
true. But yeah, I just kind of found my own style. And, you know, I definitely did learn a lot about writing for different instruments, which helped me, you know, just as a composer to write my songs and work on the arrangements and stuff like that. But ultimately, like, the heavy lifting of finding out how I wanted to say my piece, I did it kind of on my own
Sure.
when I moved to New York.
Right on. And what is your piece? Can you summarize that for us? What are you trying to say, Senya?
Right now, my piece is Brown Girl Magic.
Okay. Are you going to leave it at that? Or with the rest up for interpretation?
Yes.
Kind of thing?
Mm-hmm.
Cool. And then the new record's out, Black Terry Cat, came out just a couple months ago in June. What are people going to get when they pick that up?
Well, it's a record I'm really proud of. It's my second full length and my first album for Anti Records. And it's a R&B, hip-hop, kind of soul-influenced album. So a lot of fat beats, a lot of vocal-heavy tunes, and jams.
Cool. You're being called genre-less right now, you know, by the critics, mm-hmm. if we can use that word. Is that important to you? Do you care to be defined as something, or is it just kind of whatever flows out of you?
I mean, I think most people don't like to be pigeonholed or categorized.
Sure.
So I guess, you know, that's also true for me. And I also think that right about now, maybe genres are a little bit less significant than they used to be, because we're all, you know, young people are listening to everything, you know, and have really a wide palette of taste and like a lot of different kinds of music. So it's a little less useful to kind of gate things off.
Yeah. Well, it was the New Yorker who said that, you know, you slip through the net of any known genre and you've gotten some cool write-ups in Pitchfork. Are you surprised to see that kind of reception? I mean, you must be pretty proud of it.
I'm very happy about it.
Yeah.
For sure. Yeah. I feel lucky to get to do what I love, and I'm grateful anytime anybody listens to my music or I get to play.
Sure. Well, you're far away from home in California, right? You're all the way from Brooklyn.
Yes.
So is a California tour something you do very often, or are we pretty fortunate to have you over here?
I've been here a couple times, but this is my first full national headline tour. So I'm very excited, and I'm about halfway through it. And it was my first proper headline shows here in California.
Cool.
Played L.A., played San Fran. I'm playing San Diego tonight.
Right.
So very excited.
Is what's life like in Brooklyn these days? I know it's getting so expensive that it's becoming kind of less what it was a few years ago, which is people moving there because it was affordable. So can you see that changing?
I think people moved there because it was affordable maybe in the 80s and the 70s and maybe the early 90s, but it's been pricey for quite a long while. I've been there for 10 years and you know,
sure.
Certainly it's been pricey for more than that. But you know, what keeps me there are the people. I've met really beautiful people who make really great art, who have really exciting ideas, and ultimately that's what has kept me there, and it definitely feels like home.
Very cool. Well, again, Senya Rubinos tonight at the Soda Bar in San Diego. Show's at 8:00. You're in my hometown of Tucson, Arizona. If I have any friends from home listening right now, it's Scrappy's tomorrow, which is a great local venue in Tucson. And the album Black Terry Cat is out. You can grab that anywhere. Do another tune for us. What are you going to play now?
I'm going to play a song called Mexican Chef.
All right, whenever you're ready. Senya Rubinos live on KX93.5.
Mexican chef, Italian restaurant, a Boricua chef. It's a Chinese takedown, Mexican chef, a new boat, a miracle, but that in the back. It's a French bistro with a Dominican chef. Italian restaurant, a Boricua chef. It's a Chinese takedown, Mexican chef, a new boat, a miracle, but that in the brown walks your baby, brown walks your dog, brown raised the miracle place of his mom, brown cleans your house, brown takes the trash, brown even wipes your granddaddy's, brown sews the buttons back on your shirt, brown picks the fruit, brown painted in the dirt, brown drives your bus, brown drives your taxi, brown brings your lunch on a bite when you're relaxing. Ooh, 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 ooh. I want it all now. I want it all now. We build the ghettos and we tear them down. Brown lays bricks. Brown builds your wall. Brown tears them down and builds them again. Brown breaks his back. Brown takes the flag. Brown gets cut because his papers are whack. Brown sits down. Brown does frown. Brown's up in a hospital gown. Brown has now. Get shot. Brown got what he deserved because he fought. Italian restaurant, that's a Boricua chef. It's a Chinese takeout, Mexican chef. A new pho, a miracle bachata in the back. It's a French bistro with a Dominican chef. Italian restaurant, that's a Boricua chef. It's a Chinese takeout, Mexican chef. A new pho, a miracle bachata in the It's a party cross America, bachata in the bag. It's a party cross America, bachata in the bag. It's a party cross America, bachata in the bag. It's a party cross America, bachata that in the bay. A new pho, a miracle bachata in the back. It's a French bistro with a Dominican chef. Italian restaurant, that's a Boricua. It's a Chinese takeout, Mexican chef. A new pho, a miracle bachata in the back.
Senya Rubinos live on KX93.5 playing live for us in studio again tonight at the Soda Bar in San Diego. Just her and a bass guitar, which is a really cool, unique way to present her music that is atypical from what she usually does with her four-piece band. But you can see that for yourself again, Soda Bar tonight. Do you consider yourself a spokesperson, you know, for maybe a couple different groups of people, which I kind of sensed in that song on your last one?
Well, I think, you know, I'm a spokesperson for myself. I think people, I'm happy if people can identify with some of the stuff I'm talking about. In that song, I'm just giving a shout out to the brown folks who keep a lot of our businesses up and running and keep us clothed and fed and in luxury. So just giving a shout out to those folks who sometimes are invisible.
Sure. It's a really cool observation. I mean, you're absolutely right. Chinese restaurant, Mexican chef, French restaurant, Dominican chef. Where are the French people at? You know, that's who's doing it for us. You're absolutely right. I think it's a good shout out, especially in California. Very cool.
Thank you.
Well, I think you're great. I think you've got a lot to say, and I think you present it in a really unique way that people aren't hearing. So I hope people catch you live. Again, Senya Rubinos. It's spelled with an X, by the way. X-E-N-I-A. And then the new album, Black Terry Cat, is out. Anything else you want to add in for us?
Very excited to be here in Cali. My first time here in Laguna Beach.
Yeah, welcome, by the way. I'm so sorry it's raining.
It's all good.
I mean, I feel terrible.
If it doesn't rain, you can't have sun. You can't have plants. So
I like your positive outlook.
It's true. It's just true.
Well, typically we like to send people to the beach after their interview, but it's not really...
I may take a rainy walk on the beach.
All right.
You know, a little rain never hurt anybody.
Well, that's why we didn't video you today, because we knew you were going to get a little messed up before your show tonight.
True. That's true.
Well, we appreciate you coming in, and we'll catch you next time, and hopefully at the show tonight in San Diego.
Thank you so much for
having
me.
See you soon.
Bye.